Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska State House has broken the record for how many days it's gone into a session without choosing a speaker. Alaska Public Media reports that yesterday was the 23rd day of the session. That's more than the number of days it took for the House to choose a speaker back in 1981, the previous record. Under the legislature's rules, the House cannot form committees or hear bills until it chooses a speaker. Members have cited division among House members and uncertainty over Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget as factors in the delay. At least 21 House members must agree on a speaker. There are 20 Republicans in one caucus, 16 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and an independent in another. And Kenai Republican Gary Knopp wants a bipartisan majority balance between the two parties. Dunleavy plans to introduce his revised budget on February 13th. Fairbanks' Aurora Energy Power Plant is marking a safety milestone. Aurora Energy Interim President Rob Brown says the downtown Fairbanks coal-fired power plant has gone 4 years without a lost time injury, a record since the Yusupeli coal-owned company took over operation of the plant in 1998.
Meaning that we haven't had an employee lose work due to a safety incident for the last 4 years.
Brown says the last lost work time incident occurred in 2015 when an Aurora employee suffered a leg injury while unloading a coal car from an Alaska Railroad train. Previous to that, in 2013, a plant worker suffered serious arm injuries when he was caught in a coal conveyor. Brown says safety is a focus at employee meetings and during regular training, and that the company plans to make some changes at the plant to further reduce injury potential.
Putting more cameras throughout the facility, we plan to do more of that this upcoming year as well. That also helps monitor in remote areas of the plant. We also plan to make some improvements to our lighting this year as well, which will make it for a safer workplace. So those are just some of the various projects we're looking at this coming year.
The Aurora Energy Plant has been in operation since the 1950s, producing electricity and steam heat. There will be no 3D seismic exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge this winter. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that a U.S. Interior Department official confirmed the decision yesterday. It means oil companies will have less information about where the most promising acreage might be when an oil lease sale in the refuge's coastal plain happens later this year. Seismic exploration can only be done in winter, and SA Exploration applied to conduct a survey across the refuge's entire coastal plain this winter. In November, top interior official Joe Balash acknowledged the agency was pressed for time to complete the approval, and according to a report in the Anchorage Daily News, the government shutdown further delayed the work. A number of environmental groups had raised concerns about seismic exploration in the refuge's coastal plain, saying it had the potential to disturb polar bears. I'm Dan Bross.